Ladies and gentlemen,
show is about
to begin.
And now for something completely different.
Come on, feel the noise.
I want to rock.
Let's get the rock out of here.
Damn straight!
Are you ready to rock?
You know who I am?
Who are you?
Your DJ for this evening.
One night in one American city. Multiply that by hundreds of cities and what have you got? A country where culture means pornography and slasher films. Where ethics means payoffs, graft, insider trading. Where integrity means lying, whoring, and intoxication. This country is in deep trouble, people. This country is rotten to the core and somebody better do something about it. Open your mouth and tell them what we're going to do about the mess this country's in. Talk radio. It's the last neighborhood in town. People just don't talk to each other anymore.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
Gosh darn, am I happy to be here tonight. I am Brad Westmar. This is the Brad Westmar Show with my co-host, Jared Afkar, and also in the Batcave, Batman himself. Jared, first off, let's ask you how you are this evening.
I'm stellar, thank you.
Thank you for being here tonight, as always.
Thanks for having me in the non-biblical sense.
Certainly. Let's not forget, I am soft tonight.
That's right.
Let's talk to Batman in the Batcave. Batman, you've got me soft right now, right?
You are. You are. I never heard of a guy that wanted it that more than to be hard. Most guys want to be hard.
They generally do want to be hard, but there are times during filming that I prefer to be soft.
Understood.
Generally, after the romance explosion.
The man of the unfluffed pillow.
Yes, that's pretty much my middle name. But anyway, glad to be here tonight. It is April. Spring is here. It's definitely sprung.
Until tomorrow.
And what? It's going to be crappy tomorrow?
It's supposed to get cold again.
Well, during the recording of this show, it's supposed to be crappy tomorrow. Think about that. It gets all of our guests confused when we do that. If you notice, last week, Royal Man was effed up to the max trying to get it all straight. He was talking about opening day when it had already technically happened and...
You know, objectively, though, he seems like a man who might be confused with the passage of time.
Very true. Batman agrees. So, first things first, I have something that I'd like to play from my past. Of course, you know, I used to be in real radio.
I'm kicking the shit out of you.
Oh, no, I was waiting for that. You got to bleep that out. You can't say that.
I'm going to come out there and I'm going to just cave in the side of your head.
You can't say that. This is not more horror than horror, okay? So you're going to have to beep that out. You just cause yourself more work. But no. When I was in real... Look. When I was at the station where they paid me in money with a paycheck.
There you go.
How's that?
Early radio career.
When you get an FM antenna actually fired up, I promise to give you props and say...
Yeah, but you probably have more listeners now than you did then, which is pretty cool.
That's not true. I was in the town, a town of 85,000 people.
Yeah, but this is worldwide.
This is true too. You make a good point, Batman. So, when I was at a radio station that paid me with a paycheck, I not in Big and Bad. He loves that. I can see him out of the corner of my eye. The very first job that I had, Jared, was running the control board, kind of like Batman, for Minnesota Twins baseball games.
Wow!
It was 1991. Herb Carneal and John Gordon were the booth guys in the radio.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And that was the year. Who won the World Series in 1991? Do you recall?
Was that the year they...
It was the year the Minnesota Twins won the World Series.
I remember 90 vividly. 91's a little bit hazy for me.
Yeah, 91, I believe, my very first year in real in radio with a paycheck, was the year the Minnesota Twins won the World Series. So I spent a lot of time potting them down and playing commercials and potting them back up. And it was also a time when you learn about commercial repetition.
Uh-huh.
And you really, really, really start to understand what it's like. Well, you know what they say about commercials. Repetition is good. Eventually something becomes second nature to the person listening to the commercial.
It embeds itself deep in the psyche, right?
Certainly, yeah. Certainly. And this was one of my, aside from the local Taco John's commercial, this was one of the national commercials, and this is actually a current version of the commercial. Same guy, okay? Same music, same whole theory and identity, and I still get a kick out of these. I want to play one right now.
Hi, Tom Baudet. Advertisers, let's give the phrase "in this economy" a rest. What does that mean, anyway? That in this economy you've got a great deal for consumers, but in the next economy, no dice? Maybe you could take a cue from Motel 6. We help people save money in any economy with the lowest price of any national chain. Something to think about in this economy. Oops. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you. Book online at motel6.com.
Now, I could go into details, but we'll wait till a little bit later if we have time.
Okay.
Tom Baudet. I mean, the guy's been around a long, long time.
He sounds a little different, though, doesn't he? Just a bit? Or maybe I just wasn't paying as much attention back then.
Well, he used to sound like he was an old fat bum. It's kind of how he sounded. He sounded a little more lazy back then. He sounds a little more. He sounds like Batman. But,
What, lazy guy. Come on.
I'm kidding.
You are cruising.
I'm kidding. But you're on the right track. He does sound a little different now. But then again, maybe it's because technology is better. I really don't know.
It just doesn't sound as deep. There's a different quality to his voice.
I was pointing because I have the bat symbol now.
What does that have to do
with... I put
that
on for you since you know.
Oh, you do.
Yeah, it makes you feel better.
On top of your Spider-Man t-shirt. I like that. I still wish you'd put the Michael Keaton mask on during a show sometime to freak Jared out. But anyway, that's off subject.
I'm not facing the right direction.
No, that's true. We'll talk more about Tom Baudet and Motel 6 here a little bit later. Let's talk quickly about my birthday. First of all, we do have something we need to check in with Batman about. I have a bad feeling about this, and there's going to be an excuse. I guarantee it. In fact, before Batman says a word, I'm not even going to look at him. I don't want to see a nod. I don't want to see a shake of the head. I'm going to close my eyes and tell Jared, Batman once again forgot to bring my birthday gift, and his excuse is going to be that he was tied up on the other side of town doing something, ended up getting here late, and had totally forgotten about it. Batman, your reasoning, please.
Well, first of all, you're right. I wasn't able to bring them, but you know why? Do you want to know why?
Why?
Because Yoda, right there behind you, stole them from me.
Yoda?
Yeah, he's behind you over there.
This little puppet?
Yeah, he stole them. Can't you see?
Oh! No! Hey!
Well played.
Hey! Very well played.
Very well played. Hot diggity damn.
There you go.
So we have here, now this is Night Watchers. What's this exactly?
That's a DVD. That's volume one of our DVD series. There's three volumes so far of us. We go around and it kind of starts out kind of weird, but stick with it because it'll develop into something cool by the end. I think you'll like.
You know you'll get me to watch it. And now here we have two DVD set. Todd Sheets, your good friend Todd Sheets, his Zombie Bloodbath Trilogy. On the front, it says a fast-paced and extremely sickening shot-on-video gore fest that should satisfy those looking for something along the lines of Lucio Fulci, with a modern heavy metal twist. What do you think? Oh, my God, they have Tim McLaws in the back. No, it's not him, but it kind of looks like him. What do you think here, Jared? Take a look-see.
It's two DVDs and a trilogy, right?
It's two DVDs and three movies. Am I correct? Yes.
Okay, so one has two movies on it,
obviously.
Just so I'm clear.
The second disc has a bunch of extras.
Cool.
Ah, okay. Those, you don't mean just people standing around who are kind enough to volunteer.
That would be really cool.
This is awesome. Look at those pictures in the back.
Those are some faces
people are
making.
I hated the cover, though. I hated it. I didn't have any control over that, and I hated it. My cover looks better than that. I'll show you my cover one day.
That'd be cool.
Because what is the woodshed typeface? I don't understand. I mean, I love the back, and I love the guys that made the DVD. It's a great company, but why did they put a tool shed font? I mean, what is that?
Yeah, it doesn't really scream heavy metal and or modern to me.
No, it screams work shed.
Or hillbilly. Or hillbilly, outhouse.
Yeah. Outhouse, that's it.
I'm looking forward to watching these. What disturbs me is that you had to go online and buy them. That really confuses me.
I didn't have to buy them. I just had to get a hold of my distributor and have him send some.
Oh, very good. Very well. Do I own this now?
It's yours.
Oh, yes!
That's your birthday.
That's Thank a happy-looking Bradley.
You. Thank you very, 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 very
the
much.
The best part is the way I got you with Yoda. That was the...
That was honestly, you got to give him credit.
That was priceless.
Very, very priceless. Definitely. I can't wait to watch all of this. Thank you very much. And thank your friend Todd Sheets as well. On my birthday, real quick, a short birthday recap I wanted to go over. First of all, do we have people outside? I've learned, don't talk about the people I'm hearing outside in my headphones because it doesn't generally go over the air. This is true, yes. Short birthday recap for you. Of course, we recorded this show before my birthday, uh-huh. but pretended like it was my birthday.
Uh-huh.
And a couple of things that happened. First of all, I got a tequila gift from an employee of mine, and I got to tell you, it... You've missed this music, haven't you?
I have. This warms my heart.
You might recall the guy, and I don't remember if I mentioned his name on the air or not last time.
But I don't remember.
The guy that works for me that I had some issues with. Oops. What happened? I lost my music. I'm sorry, folks. And his name is Ruben.
Right. Okay. And I do remember the name.
He is the one that, you know, seriously, I don't like ass kissing. And more on ass kissing later on in the show. But this guy at least was nice enough to give me a gift that he knew I was going to appreciate, like, and use for some purpose. Again, much appreciation to, for instance, Todd Sheets and Batman for giving me the Zombie Bloodbath trilogy. They know that I would like it, I wanted it, and it's something that I will watch and cherish. A bottle of tequila is also something that I will consume and cherish yes. as well. And I did post on my website, bradwestmar.com, by the way, a picture of the paper sack that Ruben put the bottle of tequila in. Actually, I posted it on Twitter. I don't think I posted it on my website yet. Maybe I did. I'll need to post it on the website if I haven't yet. And that bottle, that sack said, "Drink responsibly," from Ruben. Kind of. It kind of said that.
You gotta remember. English?
Well, you gotta remember that Ruben is a Mexican-American.
Uh-huh.
Kind of like Cheech and Chong, only he was born and raised in America in a Mexican family.
But then there's only one of him.
Yes, there's no Chong.
Right.
Correct. He is the Cheech and the Chong.
Right.
Yes, yes. And so I'll post that picture here on the site. By the time this show airs, you can go to bradwestmar.com and take a look at the picture of the paper sack that Ruben put my bottle of tequila in. I also tweeted the picture of a bottle of tequila as well. A couple of more things that happened. First of all, Facebook and Twitter have been fantastic, and this is why I love them. One of the reasons why I love them so much is because it prevents the birthday phone call. I really, really, really hate the birthday phone call. And the reason why is I don't hear from you at all. Not you, of course, but in general, I don't hear from you during the year, but on my birthday, which is April 1st, everybody can remember, everybody wants to call me on my birthday. No, I really don't want to talk to all of you all day long.
And you don't want to have the same conversation over and over again?
Precisely.
Yes.
Precisely.
Isn't it funny how that goes?
Yes. And so the great thing about it is Facebook, yeah, plethora of people, you know, that gave me happy birthdays on Facebook. Same thing on Twitter, which was great. The only person who called and annoyed the living hell out of me was my brother. And you know what? I never took his call one time. Never did. And is that terrible? Is that bad of me?
Oh, a little bit. How did he annoy you if you didn't even take the call?
Well, let's see. The day before was Thursday. Okay, so we recorded the show on Wednesday. Thursday was the day before my birthday.
Uh-huh.
He called on Thursday because my mother was in town, and he thought he needed her to ask a question. So he called me to try to find her, and then also texted me and said, "Nah, no big deal. I don't need you. I'll talk to you tomorrow. It's your birthday, yada, yada, yada." So the next day, I believe he tried to call me again, and I just said, "Dude, seriously, we don't need to talk." I texted him. I said, "We don't need to talk, do we?
Wow.
I mean, come on, it's okay. I mean, really, thanks." You know, the problem with my brother is that he is so cliche. Okay, because I was turning the big 4-0, he's got all these silly comments like, "Oh, death all downhill from here. Oh, you're old now."
All the over the hill stuff.
Stupid.
Right?
Yeah, just stupid.
Yeah,
you know, and The birthday card that he sent that got there on Monday, 3 days later after my birthday, said the same thing. So I didn't feel bad at all about missing his call, and I just wish next year he would just use Facebook. But since he doesn't care about his brother's show, he's not hearing this, so he's probably going to call me again next year when I turn 41. But yeah, it is what it is.
Well, you know, you have something to look forward to complaining about.
Yes. Yeah, believe me, I do. I'm sorry. I'm spacing off because I'm sitting here thinking, how much time do I have here? One more thing that happened on my birthday that I think is imperative to mention, and I think that Batman needs to hear this too. The girls who are my biggest rocks at work, a couple of the girls that work there, got me a birthday cake, and I tweeted pictures of that as well. And I went to lunch later in the day with my boss and his son to Fogo de Chão, which is a great shish kebab type meat place. Long story, I won't explain it. If you don't know,
on the plaza?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's called Churrascaria.
It's a what?
Churrascaria. It's a Brazilian steak restaurant.
Fogo de Chão.
Yeah.
What'd you call it?
It's Churrascaria.
What is that?
That's the type of food that you're eating.
That skewery, slicey meat business.
That, you could have said that 14 times ago. Thank you. Now I'm with you. Rock and roll. Thank you. Okay. So, Batman and I are kissing each other's asses because he hasn't seen my Facebook message yet. Are you reading
it? I saw it.
Okay.
And I'm feeling like the meat in the love sandwich here.
Yes, you are. You're the Braunschweiger.
I don't like being your liverwurst.
You smell kind of funny, but no, I'm kidding. Not this. I'm seriously, if you did, I would have told you a long time ago.
It's good because I actually forgot to use deodorant today.
Lord have mercy on our souls. Okay, so birthday cake. Before I went to lunch, I told the girls, I said, okay, go ahead, let's cut a couple slices for this person, and this person, and put them aside. And then let's put the rest of it in the fridge. By my boss's suggestion, he said, you better put it in the fridge because these other guys, these other Yokos, these other $8 an hour guys are going to come in here and raid the refrigerator, or they're going to raid the cake and eat it all. If you don't want to give it to them, you don't want to give it to them. I said, okay. So I said, cut these slices for these guys. I'm going to leave. I'm going to put it in the fridge. Let's be good. Well, long story short, apparently one guy decided to stick his face in the refrigerator without being told that he could, and help himself to some cake.
Oh.
And unfortunately, the girl with less seniority was the one who witnessed it, so the one with more seniority who would have said something wasn't there, so she couldn't really do anything about it, so it just kind of happened under our noses. I get back, I hear about it, and I'm pissed.
Uh-huh, right.
And the reason I'm pissed more than anything is because, you know, look, it's a big cake. I've got plenty of it to take home to my daughter and to my mother, my wife, and myself, but it's the principle of the thing that you haven't even told me happy birthday.
Right, right.
I mean, you don't get a piece of my birthday cake without me offering it to you. That's what it really boils down to, don't you think?
If there's any one day where you get to sit on top of the throne.
Yes.
It's that day.
Especially when you turn 40.
Yeah. You might as well enjoy something in that whole equation. Yeah.
So to make a long story short, what I ended up doing was telling somebody who I knew would tell somebody else, who I knew would chain it all down, that Brad was pissed. And it worked. Because later on in the afternoon, a couple of guys came up to me and wished me happy birthday and said, oh, is it your birthday? I didn't even know it was your birthday. Hey, man, thanks. I just found out. Happy birthday, blah, 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 blah. Okay. But nobody would admit that they took a piece of cake.
So you don't know which guy, or do you?
It's one of two or three guys, and I have a pretty good idea as to which one it was, but I'm not 100% certain.
See, next time you need to randomly poison a part of the cake. Just load it up with Ipecac or something.
This is why you're a co-host of this show. Yes.
I just think that would be stellar. Because I had the same logic with a roommate who would steal food, and then I thought, well, would it be murder if he keeps eating my food and I kept one that was just full of cyanide? You know, if I just coated my potato chips in cyanide, left it out, and let him eat himself to death.
Chris Hansen would make for a very interesting Dateline if you did that.
Because it's, you know, he didn't ask. He took something that was mine. I could be using the poison potato chips for any number of functions.
Granted, you'd be in the orange suit while you were being interviewed by Chris Hansen, but
so you think so?
But no, you would. Yes, I mean, don't even get me started about Dateline and about 48 Hours Mystery. I love those shows, but they scare the living tar out of me. And the reason that they do is because I watch those shows for two reasons. First of all, I want to try to gauge the person and whether or not they're lying when they're asked point blank questions. Okay. The other thing I like to do is to watch how underwhelming the evidence is against them as they get convicted to life in prison.
Right.
And it scares the bejesus out of me because I'm thinking if it's going to happen to anybody in this world, it's going to be me. My wife's going to die under really mysterious situations and they're going to pin it on me and put me in jail. And I'm going to seriously have not done anything. And I'm going to be on there telling Chris Hansen, I loved your show. I loved your show when you were doing it on teens that were being sexually assaulted by old farts. But seriously, dude, I didn't do it.
You know what? I will testify on your behalf because given the stuff you've endured and you haven't killed anybody yet, I think that kind that kind of speaks to the fact that you're kind of less likely to do it forward.
Thank you. Granted, then again, they could also twist it around and say he was holding it back so long, eventually he cracked and killed somebody. I mean, I don't know.
They could, but I don't.
Just throwing it out
You've had steeper mountains.
Thank you. This is true. Been going through some pretty steep mountains lately myself.
Yes.
And I'm not just talking about me being soft tonight. No. Okay. I'm not. I'm really not. I love the inside jokes. Nobody gets it.
Inside whom?
Inside nobody.
Okay. Good to know.
When I'm soft. One more quick thing. Our Kansas City Royals have started off to a decent season, at least at this point tonight. But I do have a couple of things I want to talk about briefly. It's kind of nice to get into sports every once in a while on the show.
Sure.
Yeah. First of all, I've hated since day one the fact that they brought back the baby blue uniforms.
And powder blue, right?
Powder blue, whatever. They suck balls. And the reason that they do is because they're not the original away uniforms. First of all, they're wearing them at home, which I can deal with. Okay. But of course, as you know, Jared, as a fanatical baseball fan, that they used to wear Kansas City, the name Kansas City on the front because they were the away jerseys. You would wear the city name on the front of the jersey. Am I correct about that?
I'm pretty sure you're correct.
Yeah, I think so. These that they've been wearing now for years say Royals on the front because they're a home jersey. Now, that's a minute thing, okay? That's minute. But the fact that they also wear white pants with the powder blue top is a little off. It's a little off, and I don't like that. But again, I can deal with it. But the killer, and I know I'm not the first person to say this, but the killer is the powder blue hats. It makes it look about as faggy as it can look. The powder blue hats with the powder blue jerseys. And next, you know what? Seriously, if you're going to do the powder blue hats, do the powder blue pants too. Just do it all powder blue. Just look as gay as can be.
So it's really the color that you have the problem with.
No, because honestly, I didn't mind the 1970s and 80s powder blue away jerseys of the Kansas City Royals. But they were button up. They said Kansas City on the front. These are pullovers. They say Royals in the front. They wear white pants and a powder blue hat. See, even Batman hates it.
Got to have the royal blue. That's why it's the Royals.
Well, this is true, too. But you know what? If you think it's funny you say that because, of course, back since the Royals' inception until the, 90s, they never really wore royal blue. It was always the powder blue and
the
white.
Hats were always royal blue, at least.
Well, I'm sorry. The hats were royal blue, right. And then the royal blue on the white jerseys, of course, on the home jerseys. Do you have any thoughts about this, Mr. Sports?
You know, I've witnessed – I'm lucky. Like, the team that I've followed has been pretty consistent, and they occasionally trot out the weird –
For those of you that don't know, Jared is from the Boston area and is a Boston Red Sox fan, which we have no problem with on this show.
And you can completely razz me on their stellar start.
Yeah, no kidding.
Hopefully by the time this airs, we'll have a win under the belt.
We would hope so. The Red Sox have not changed a whole lot in the last 100 years.
No, they do a weird red jersey every now and then.
Right.
That's tolerable compared to...
Yeah, and the red hats were actually a classical thing. Wow, I love the red hats, actually. when they wore the red caps.
They did that for a period. Yeah. And they never made the mistake of like the late 70s, early 80s Pirates hat, which might be the worst hat.
I love that. See, that's the thing. I love the funky crap. I really, really do. Really? I love those Pirates hats. I do.
That look like prisoner or foreign legion hats.
I love them. And the yellow uniforms, top to bottom. I loved it because it's so classic.
Well, it was classic only to us because that was the period when we were growing up and watching baseball.
How about those S-word crappy looking Chicago White Sox ones? And seriously, pick your version. The shorts, the ones from the 70s and early 80s with the blue with the zipper and the how about the ones after that with the stripes and everything on
The Astros had some ugly ones.
And the
too.
Astros, awesome. I love that.
You love the rainbow shirt.
I loved it all. Oh, great. All the funky stuff.
Brutal.
Come on, man. It's classic stuff. It's classic
stuff. I like restraint in my baseball uniforms.
All right, let me get this straight before we take a break. So what you're telling me is you really don't have a problem, and it's fine if you don't, but you don't have a problem with the Royals powder blues that they've got now.
It's ugly, but compared to all the other atrocities that happened, I can kind of live with it.
Okay. If you had to pick, I mean, seriously, if you were on a panel right now, okay, if you were on a panel right now and you had to choose between what they do now and going classic with the royal blue cap.
Oh, I'd go completely classic.
Thank you.
But I will say that given the way this team is likely to perform, I think we'll find other uglier aspects about
this. This is very true. In fact, I'd be willing to go classic with the royal blue cap, regular cap, the royal blue or the baby blue top and the baby blue pants, and go ahead and do royals in the front instead of KC and let that be a pullover. It'd still look better to me. I don't mind that it says Royals on the front. That's fine, as long as it looks like a classic uniform. But
it's not the sort of – it's like almost a choose-your-own-adventure-y kind of thing where they tried to modernize – they did a modern take on an old uniform.
Of course. And don't even get me started about why hockey teams now wear their dark jerseys at home instead of their white ones like they were years ago.
I think they changed their jerseys every year.
No. They've been – now for several years they've been doing the darks at home.
No, I know, but I'm just in saying they'll make minor design tweaks. You know, they will move a patch around or it drives me crazy.
This is true, too.
The logo may not change, but the jersey will have these little microscopic
little things. This is true. But, hey, God bless hockey and baseball now. I mean, seriously, basketball fans, I'm sorry to say this, but I'm glad March Madness is over. I really, 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 really am. I'm glad it's all about baseball now and all about hockey. Definitely ready for some hockey playoffs. They start next week, don't they?
I believe so. Yeah, there's only a game or two left for a lot of teams.
Yeah. My Avalanche are not in the playoffs, but that's okay. I'll root for your Bruins, and I will root for the Blackhawks, and those will be my two teams, East and West. So,
okay.
Rock on.
We'll take you.
We'll see how it goes. Let's go ahead and take a break. When we come back, Jared and I, are you pumped now? You ready for some?
I was pumped beforehand, but that's not. That's nothing to do with your softness.
No.
My being pumped.
Thank you.
Okay.
Gripes of the week coming up right after this. Woo! We will be right back.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
Hi, folks. Todd Sheets here. Just wanted to check in with you today and thank you once again for listening to Jackalope Radio. You know, throughout my years of horror film making, I've been tussed with numerous nicknames. You've probably heard some of them. The Prince of Gore. The Master of Splatter. Master Chef Chuckleberry. The Prince of Potpourri. Poopy Doopy Whoopy. Cuddles the Clown. And my favorite, Little Toddy Buttons. Once again, thank you for listening to Jackalope Radio.
There's a 100% chance he loves himself more than he loves his listeners. The Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome back to the Brad Westmar Show. I am Brad. This is Jared. That's Batman. Batman, you said Todd Sheets used to have what kind of a nickname?
Pookie was an ex-girlfriend called him Pookie.
Ah,
a
lot, yeah. So we were kind of close on that then.
Yeah, it's pretty scary, actually. Yes. Now the other one, the Poopy Doopy Doo or whatever that
is. Poopy Doopy Whoopy.
That's a little far, I think.
Sorry about that. Hey, I'm trying to find a couple of things here on my soundboard. Let's go to Batman now for a couple of things real quick. Batman, first of all, I want you to know, Well, tell us about Skype. Go ahead, first of all, tell us about Skype.
What a fiasco, okay? They send you these things. Hey, you have a voicemail. I go to get the voicemail. There's no way to listen to the voicemail. Then they tell me to go get some Skype out number thing because I've got a business account with Skype. I have a phone number there for the studio. I don't understand what they're even talking about. I go to get a Skype out number, and it doesn't even it's just a fiasco is what it is. So to be honest, I'm at my wit's end with Skype, and I'm about ready to bang my head into the wall with iTunes, but
yeah,
I talked to them today again.
Okay.
And you know, getting a hold of a person is I should get paid lots of money to get a hold of a person. I should be making $50 an hour.
I'm surprised you've gotten a hold of anybody.
Yeah, it takes a lot.
You know, if a year from now and I'm 41,
No. If it doesn't, you know, because this isn't just with your show, it's with the whole state.
That's true.
Now, the thing is, they've got the streaming perfect, but that's a different department. The streaming, like, people can listen to us right now on iTunes.
Yeah, that's true. iTunes Radio.
Right. They're listening to us all over the place on that right now.
Right.
And that's perfect. Those guys have never had a problem. They don't drop the ball.
Right.
But this archiving thing, it's like, man, what do I have to do here?
We never used to have that problem, to my knowledge, back in the olden days.
Well, there's a lot more people, I think, now.
Yeah, that's probably true.
This is like 7 zillion podcasts.
Very, very good point. Steve Jobs does not have his jobs in the right spot. Maybe he's soft.
His
too.
Army of geniuses has yet to conquer the
soft
issue.
Steve Jobs issue.
Exactly. So, okay, great. Thank you for the update. So, we're still trying to get to our Skype voicemails. Someday, maybe
we'll happen. Of course, by then we'll all have like long beards and terrible.
I gotta ask: do they have a number you can call? Or is it all by email?
It's pretty much you can talk to them, but you don't really ever talk to them.
I think Skype is more difficult than iTunes, which is saying a lot.
It is.
Yeah. So we're working on that as well. I know that people have left voicemails for the show. And like I said, we're probably just going to do an entire show of voicemails. We'll play all the voicemails. I don't care whose they are. If you don't mind, we'll just do it that way.
We'll do it.
Okay. Sounds good. So without further ado, let's move on to... Well, let's just go ahead and play the intro from Jody.
Wesmar and Afkar are filled to the brim with anger.
I still hate people.
Annoying nasally voice.
No.
Oh, I was about to burst a blood vessel.
You know what really bothers me about this? There's too much Todd Sheets on Jackalope Radio already, in my opinion. I've been thinking a lot about this.
Turkey, tightly wound.
Yeah.
Mean.
Yeah.
Taskmasters.
Yeah.
And to maintain their sanity, we present Gripes of the Week.
And first of all, there is a 64.3% chance that I'm going to yell during mine. Okay, but that's usually the case with all my gripes, if I'm not mistaken.
Do you want to go first then and get it out of the way?
No, I want you to go first. It'll warm me up.
Okay.
And I also want to say, too, I'm at half mast now just looking at my Zombie Bloodbath trilogy.
You've been doubly softened.
My night watch. Yeah, I've totally started to get it up. So thank you again to Batman and Todd Sheets. But yes, gripes of the week. Are you prepared?
I am.
Good, because I've got some music for you, so... Go ahead, my friend.
Well, I have a visual aid because I originally had a different subject, and then something happened prior to my coming to the studio that kind of changed my tack here.
Okay.
So I want you to describe to our listeners what this is.
Okay. Jared has put in front of me a Starbucks cup. It looks like to me like a venti, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, well done.
Okay. And it's also the new logoed version, of course, of the Starbucks cup.
Now, very good. Keep going.
Okay. Sorry. It also has the... your cup is hot, a little ring around it as well. And it looks like... Jared has turned the cups. He's done a quarter turn to me so that I can read the name on the front.
you know where this is going.
It says, Batman, Jerry.
Yes.
I think I know where this might be going, Jerry.
Yes. And let's just say that this is not a one-time occurrence. This happened at the different Starbucks a week ago. So this is two times in a row. And you would think at this stage of my life I'd kind of get used to this.
You would think so, but... Because
ever since I've been a kid, someone would ask me my name, and it would get repeated back to me, and I'd be called Jerry, Gerald, Judd. And if that's not bad enough... You know, you have this complexity where people will read my name and mispronounce it. So a lot of times the substitute teacher would call me Gerard.
Are you kidding?
Oh, yeah, I got a number of Gerards, which carries its own. And let's just say I went to integrated schools.
Okay.
And so often there would be an African-American substitute.
For those out there that are still listening to Brad Westmore in Independence, that means non-segregated. Okay.
Right, right. So they would call out my name, and I would be embarrassed thinking that, you know, they would expect someone quite different than my pasty, skinny, redheaded butt to respond here. And I knew, you know, same place in the alphabet. They call roll every class. I'm the second person on the list, or third.
Right.
Gerard, I know, right. I'm Gerard. And there have been times where this has gotten worse, where I once wanted to pick up an order at Little Caesars, and I had worked at this very same store, and they couldn't find my order. And then eventually they found it when the woman behind the counter realized someone had thought my last name was, in fact, Blanket Chief. which produces its own, so I was Gerard Blanket Chief.
Oh, no.
Which...
Oh.
And let's say I have no Native American in me whatsoever, but if I had, I would take a lot of reason. And, you know, this is in Oklahoma, so I'm sure they have more Native Americans you can, you know, Blanket shake a tomahawk chief. At.
How do you get chief out of ship?
I don't know. And you know, I like to think that my diction is not that horrible. The occasional Jerry I can understand, but holy crap, Blanket Chief. So... There are times like this when people refer to me as Afkar, I'm thinking, at least people would spell that. At least people would... They might not want to stand next to me at the airport.
Right, right.
But at the same time,
yeah,
it might get me on some watch lists. It might not get me to my my destination as quickly as I would like. But I'm just trying to think, do I need to do something? Do I need to over-exaggerate the D? Do I need to be Jared, you know, and add an extra syllable or... You know, help me out. If listeners have suggestions, this is something that has plagued me my entire life.
Well, you know, I would suggest one thing. You know, and I've been through this before.
Lasers?
Tonight, yeah. How about little miniature fondue forks?
Micro
like
forks?
This? Yeah. No, I would suggest that you say, when they say, okay, you want the venti coffee, what's your name? And you say, Jared. And instead of just saying Jared, say Jared, J-A-R-E-D.
Yeah, I've done that. Because, you know, it also puts me in a bad spot. Because let's say there is a Jerry. I don't want to be running off with his drink. Or worse, at a restaurant.
That's, you know, true.
Taking Jerry's table.
It's true. And so, I mean, I really would strongly suggest, I mean, because I've been through this before, too. Spelling the name after you say it. It's about the best way you can do it. I mean... I figure when I'm talking to somebody on the phone at work, if somebody gives me their name and then spells it before I even ask how to spell it, that tells me they've usually got issues with it. Okay. Not issues themselves personally, but usually people screw things up and don't understand what they're saying. Sometimes it's a phone connection. Sometimes it's just it's too loud in the room at the Starbucks or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
So my suggestion, and maybe your listeners have better ideas, but my suggestion would be to spell it. You know.
Well, I'm thinking I'm going to form a league of Jareds, and
that would be good, Batman.
I'm thinking that you should just carry around one of those leather gloves, like in the old days, and every time someone calls you the wrong name, you slap them across the face.
You could do that,
and you do a duel.
Yeah, that would work too. Or just wear a name tag,
or go by my middle name. I could do that too.
You could do that, but what's that?
Christian.
Yeah, that would.
But you can call me Christ.
That would work very good, very good. But no, or you could just wear a name tag. All the time would be something
I
think
could
about
do such
as
a
well.
Thing.
So very good gripe. I can see that. So
J-Rod appreciates that.
Very good, J-Rod. So you're going to save your other one then for another time.
I will.
Obviously. Okay. I know what the other one was kind of about.
Yeah, we'll save that one.
It'll work later. It'll work later.
Well, it's a long season, so there'll be plenty
it's
of time.
It's a very long season. I've got mine kind of in my head, and I hope that I can work up the gumption to do it for us here. Let me see. I'm going to talk about two different types of people in business. You know, I'm a businessman. That's what I do.
Yes.
Okay. And I've got two different guys on my mind. The first guy that I'm thinking about is a kiss-ass guy. And as I mentioned earlier,
right.
You know, I'm not a big kiss-asser. I mean, I may have at one point in my life or a couple of jobs been somewhat of a kiss-asser. And I realized that there's only one reason why anybody kisses ass. It's usually because they're compensating for some kind of a deficiency in a certain areas, okay? For example, I really hate to say this, just in case someday I cross worlds and my real work crosses into this show, but I'm going to go ahead and say it anyway. We got a guy that works for us. that is giant kiss ass. In fact, probably the biggest kiss ass I have ever seen or met in my entire life. His problem, though, is that he can't kiss my ass that much because I think he's realized that I'm resistant to it. I've got the wall up, and he realizes that he can't snow me. The problem is that there's a lot of people out there that like to have their asses kissed, and they're very, very blind to the fact that their asses are being kissed. They just like to have their asses kissed. And there's just too much BS from this guy. And the reason that he's BSing is because it's about job security. He doesn't feel like he's doing enough to earn the money and compensation that he's getting. So he figures, I will create job security by becoming my boss's friend or kissing their ass or obviously always being in their face because it's obviously harder for them to want to fire me or to make a move or to get rid of me or do whatever it might be by kissing my ass. Now, guy number two that I want to talk about is not a coworker. It is a customer. This is the customer. I call him too much information customer. Okay. This customer, and no, it's not what you think. It's not about the customer who tells you too much about himself. It's the customer that thinks that he should be able to go ahead and ask you any question he wants to about what's going on in the industry with your customers and also walk and go anywhere that he wants to in your office building or your warehouse. Okay. So this is the guy that calls you up and he says, hey, you got a trailer load going out today? Who's it going to? And I'm sorry, but that's not your business to know, okay? You don't need to know all that kind of information. Number two, this is the guy that walks in the door of our entire building and walks straight to my office, okay? That's
not checking in.
No checking in, no, hey, I'm here to see Brad. It's just, hey, I'm going to see Brad. And walks right down to my office. I'm in the John yesterday, and I come out of the John after hearing myself being paged over the loudspeaker system that there's a guy in my office. The guy helped himself in there. And then that same guy will help himself into my warehouse.
Now, do you have many customers like this or just...
No, thank Christ Almighty.
Okay.
Thank Christian Almighty. No, I do not. But there are a handful of them, and they really, really drive me nuts. I'm sorry, but your price is going up and up and up as you continue to do this.
Is he a close talker, too, or does he invade personal space? Or I mean, it seems like it's one of those people who just, because you have a business arrangement, they assume you're instant chums. It's like that they assume too much familiarity. Because I was thinking too much information, guy or gal. You know, I've had coworkers like that, and I've had, there's a woman who talked out of the side of her mouth when I worked in daycare.
I remember that.
Yeah. And one day she just turns and looked at me and said, had a loose stool this morning.
Yeah, you told me.
What do you think that means?
Yeah.
That's too much information.
Yeah.
And what's worse is I'm forced to comment on that.
Yeah. What do you say? Exactly. But this is a little bit different. I mean, they vary from person to person. To be quite honest, there are a few that come in and help themselves a little bit more and kind of hover over the desks and stuff like that in areas that... Yeah. But they don't bother me quite as much. I mean, admittedly, there are some that I like a little bit more that don't go... They just barely touch on those boundaries, but they don't go too far kind of a thing, you know, and this is a person that's kind of a regular customer who's local. So, you know, I mean, I don't need them asking me about whose porcelain dolls with the cocaine, you know, are those going to? I don't need to hear about that.
It's just idiot small talk. They're looking for some attention.
Yeah.
And you've seen them. I mean, they're the same people who will chat up the poor person who's working the counter at you know, the local fast food establishment. It's a loneliness
thing. No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And it's true. I mean, so you've got kiss-ass guy, who he's lonely too, by the way. And then you've got, you know, Mr. Too Much Information guy.
Vince. I would suggest a series of booby traps.
Don't even get me started.
Just put something, just leave things and randomly electrify objects in your office.
Could do that.
And if you hear, ow, you know, and various screams, you know, that.
In the guy's defense yesterday, he was not actually in my office. I got there before he got into my office. He was outside my office reading all the stuff that I, you know me, I'm a decorational kind of guy. So I've got things outside my office that people stop that don't go there very often that read. You know, basically, the one thing he was reading was something about how we're not drinking enough beer at work or something like that. And, you know, stuff like that. So, I mean, he never actually got into my office and into my stuff, which is good. So, you know, anyway, enough about gripes of the week. I hope that I have. One of the things about Gripes of the Week that we've talked about before is we're trying to relate to our listener.
Right.
Relate to them. And I hope we have, once again, related to our listener. And by the way, before we take the next break, a couple of things about relating to them. First of all, thank you very much for listening. I'm getting more and more feedback from people. Twitter has especially been a wonderful outlet and vehicle for us to,
glad to hear
promote
it.
The show. Absolutely. I want to thank everybody for listening, no matter where you're at, by the way. Check us out, of course. The new website is at bradwestmar.com. I've got tons of blog stuff on there, just videos, games, pictures and things like that. Also, jackaloperadio.com, of course, who you're listening through right now on Friday night. You can find us on Twitter at Brad Westmar and also at Jackalope Radio. And on Facebook.com, we've got the official page at Brad Westmar Show. We've got the fan page at Facebook.com/Westmar Nation. That's the spot where we need people to go to, quote unquote, like the show. Click like, and then it kind of helps make us look really good. So,
and you're all about the looking good stuff.
I like to look good, even when I'm soft. So Facebook.com/Westmar Nation. Please go there and like us, or just go to bradwestmar.com, and on the right-hand side, you'll see a little thing with all the social mediums that we're on. And you can click on the Facebook one, and it'll bring you up to Facebook.com/Westmar Nation. Email me anytime at brad@bradwestmar.com, or really email Jared at Jared@BradWestmar.com. I like that. Jared@BradWestmar.com.
That's Jared.
J-Rod.
Not Jerry. Not Gerard.
J-A-R-E-D. J-Red, yes. Or yes. You can also call us and leave us a voicemail that we will play back on the show on our 80th birthdays at 310-928-7857. Again, 310-928-7857. I really am looking forward to the day that we can hear these voicemails. I really do want to do an entire show of the voicemails.
We're getting there.
We are getting there. We got to go ahead and take another break. And when we come back, I want to tell you quickly about my Lindsay Wagner experience.
Okay. Hey, all right.
Yes. Hey. And also about a new nickname I've got for George Brett. And what else? Oh, and if we have time, more about Tom Baudet and Motel 6. Let's go ahead and take the break. We will be right back.
The Brad Westmar Show. We'll be right back.
Cat lovers, are you tired of not being able to enjoy the company of your furry feline friend anywhere you want? Well, fear no more, because Schmedlaff Industries introduces Flatcat. Yes, it's Flatcat, the amazing new product from Schmedlaff Industries. Flatcat is a real cat, and not some polypropylene inflatable substitute. Aren't you tired of no pets allowed signs? Don't you hate it when your mother-in-law comes over and says, "This apartment smells like kitty litter"? With Flatcat, you have none of the problems associated with pet ownership. There's no food to buy, no cat box to change, no expensive trips to the veterinarian. Flatcat is a real cat, dipped in polyurethane to preserve its life for over 10,000 years. Your family pet will become a family heirloom with Flatcat.
Here, kitty, 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 kitty.
Flatcat is available at all Schmedlaff stores. Never needs ironing. It's a no-fuss, no-muss, fluffy friend you'll have a lifetime. Get a Flatcat today and make a solid friend for life. That's a good kitty.
Once you get past the taste, you've got it licked. The Brad Westmar Show.
Batman, I'm going to stand up over here, if you don't mind, and take my headphones off. I'm going to change the clock. That clock is screwing me up.
There's nothing wrong with that clock, man.
Other than the fact that it's on the wrong time zone.
You'll never reach it. You should just let me do it. Because it's like,
I'm not that short.
You're pretty short.
Oh.
Look at that, man. What are you trying to
do? He's grabbing.
Yeah, you got to take the whole thing down, man. Now you're going to mess it all up.
Come on, man.
Look at this. Man, what's wrong with you?
Man.
I like it being an hour behind. It's fun.
I don't. It's jacking me up.
I don't even know how it screws. What difference does it make if it's 6 or 7?
Trying to figure how long I've gone without food.
Oh, I see. It's a food thing. Now you're not even going to be able to put it back.
Oh,
hey, look. Wow.
If it falls later, it's not my fault.
I'll slap you.
You're racking up some slap points.
You are, man.
Blame it on Griff.
There you go. Man. There you go.
Okay, back to the show real quick here. Comic-Con a couple weeks ago.
Right.
I didn't get a chance to tell this on the show last week. I had a Lindsay Wagner experience. And, you know, I've met a lot of famous people in my life. And
you're kind of somebody.
Yeah, well, yeah, you know, I mean, not to brag, but what the hell, let's brag. Melissa Etheridge, loved her, great lesbian.
Did she love you back?
No, because I was soft. Also,
your voice was too high.
Yeah. Firehouse, the band Firehouse. Thank you very much. Oh, yeah.
Brilliant.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much. Finally found the love of a lifetime. Who else? One of the most popular ones, actually a guy who's more famous now than he was back then, even though he was very famous back then, Ozzy Osbourne. I've got a great picture of me and Ozzy Osbourne. And a few other famous people that I can't think of right off the top of my head. But, you know, I do get nervous. I mean, there's a part of me that's like, you know, it's not that big of a deal because they're just people,
right?
You know? But at the same time, you know, it's like, God, you know, what if I say something stupid? What if something weird happens? What am I going to do, you know?
And you don't want to say something they've heard a zillion times already.
Exactly.
And you don't want to act, you want to give them respect, but not be so awestruck that you're just, oh, Nate, how are you?
Exactly.
You're famous.
Yeah. And that was my biggest fear with Lindsay Wagner, who Celebrity Row was just, I mean, 2 feet away from the Jackalope Radio booth at Comic-Con. And, I mean, I was standing there in the booth for a while saying, well, where's Lindsay Wagner? Oh, my God, she's right there. Okay, you know, oh, my God, she's looking kind of hot. No, she's still pretty good looking for 62 years old. Wow, okay. So, you know, I finally, right before I left, worked up the nerve. And, again, I'm admitting, I had to work up the nerve. She's there signing pictures, signing photographs the whole time. I'm like, oh, I got it. I can do this. And I got in line and I got up pretty close. And the guys in front of me got done. And I picked out a picture and I pulled it over and I slid it in front of her. And I said, could you make it out to Brad? And she goes, Brad? I said, yeah. And I'm thinking, it's going to happen. It's great. And I'm just going to thank her and it's going to be all over with, you know, and well, not going to be a problem. And then off in the distance, over to my right, I hear, 25. I'm like, huh? What?
$25.
$25. Oh, and my mind just went, oh, crap.
How do you...
Wow. I didn't even think about it costing any money.
That's why they're there.
I realize that now. But at that particular moment, I just wasn't thinking about it. And hindsight's 20/20, because I told Christy, my wife, I said, you know, I probably should have known better because the line just wasn't long enough for it to be free.
Right.
It was just long enough for it to cost money. And, of course, here's the problem, Jared. I'm in a predicament because I don't have $25 on me.
All right.
And so as Lindsay puts the Sharpie towards the photo, before even her person over there who said, 25, I stopped Lindsay and said, stop, Lindsay, I said. As the other gal was saying it too, I said, and I was pulling my money clip out at that time, and I said, I'm sorry, I don't have $25.
No, I mean, sorry.
And I looked at her and I said, and I had to think of something good to say, and I said, how did I say it now? I said, you know, I said, I've been dreaming of this moment for 30 years plus. And I want you to know, this is not how I expected our moment to go. And she just smiled and said, well, she goes, I'm sorry. And I just said, well, actually, she didn't say anything. And I said, but it was nice to meet you anyway. And she said, yeah, thank you. Nice to meet you too. And that was it. That was me and Lindsay.
So the noise didn't happen when you reached for your wallet while she was signing?
Which noise?
The sort of the you know, the noise it used to make with her on TV.
No. In fact,
it
I meant
go ch-ch-ch-ch-ch.
No.
See, it didn't. You didn't make a joke that, you know, with being $6 million, you didn't
you didn't. I didn't think you'd need 25.
God, that would have been terrible. That one, see, I think what I said was at least original enough to the situation,
right?
That it, you know, that I didn't make a complete a-hole out of myself. You know, I mean, because seriously, I mean, as a little boy, I dreamed of meeting her someday and making babies with her. Which,
and now you're forever scarred.
A little bit, yeah. But it didn't. Oh, yeah, it didn't go as good as my. Yeah, it wasn't good. It didn't go as good as my Lou Ferrigno meeting back in 1981. But oh well. Anyway, so off the Lindsay Wagner topic, real quick before the end of the show, I learned that on my birthday lunch, during my birthday lunch, that Phil Mickelson has a nickname that I'd never heard before that I think is perfect for George Brett. And for those of you wondering, no, I'm not going to tell my George Brett story tonight. Don't have time. But I guess Phil Mickelson, the golfer, has a nickname that is very, very suitable for him. It is Fig Jam.
Hmm. I did not know that.
Did you know what Fig Jam stands for?
No. I'm admitting to some lack of knowledge here.
Apparently, Fig Jam stands for F word, I'm good. Just ask me. I like it. I like it so much that I think we should adopt it for George Brett. I think George Brett is clearly a Fig Jam. F word, I'm good. Just ask me.
Okay.
Come on, George Brett loves himself.
He does, but he's earned it to an extent.
Yeah.
Don't you think? I mean, in this community, I mean, what do we have to look up to in this town?
I agree, but seriously, what is wrong with being humble?
Well, that's true. Although I've never met the guy or interacted with him on any sort of personal level, so I don't know what he's like.
Well, I have, but I can't tell you that story right now. I don't have time. Don't start the music yet, okay? Don't start it yet, Batman. You haven't started it yet, have you? No, okay. Don't start it yet. We're not going to have time to talk about Tom Baudet and Motel 6, but I want to play one more Tom Baudet commercial.
Hi, Tom Baudet, doing my very first tweet, or twerp, or whatever it's called. Okay, here goes. M6 has clean, comfy rooms, numeral 4, lowest $$ of N-E, nutnol chain, ampersand, I heart it, cuz, and I'm out of characters. Oh, see why this is so popular. I'm Tom Baudet from Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you. Book online at motel6.com.
God, I'll tell you. I don't know. There's just something about him in those commercials that I like.
What else does he do?
Well, he's an author.
Right.
He's a radio show host. I'm not sure where he was for. I guess he was a very lesser known author and radio show host back in the, was it early 90s? It was right around the time that I started doing Twins games that he was doing the Motel 6 commercials for the first time. And I guess allegedly, according to Wikipedia, he ad-libbed the line "We'll leave the light on for you" during a commercial. They hired him to read the spots, and he did, and he ad-libbed that line, and they've kept it.
Wow, kind of iconic.
Kind of. I mean, really, really, really is. Of course, the iconic, ironic part of the entire thing is how crappy Motel 6 hotels actually are.
You get what you pay for.
Oh, you really, really do. There's a great video on YouTube of some young guys shooting video. I shouldn't say it's great, but it's kind of funny to watch. Of them shooting video of them inside a Motel 6 room. And yeah,
I'd rather not leave the light on, because I don't know that I want to see the stuff in there with that detailed clarity.
Completely agree. Speaking of C, we're going to talk about Dionne C. Warwick.
The C word.
We're gonna do some bonus footage here. So here's what I want you to look for. I'm gonna mention it right now. We're gonna have some bonus footage of the Brad Westmar show posted on bradwestmar.com here very soon. So if you want to hear more, we're gonna talk about some more stuff here. I'm looking forward to doing this.
Yeah, well, we're trying something out.
Yeah, we always feel like we don't have enough time. So it's like, well, let's talk a little bit more afterwards and post it on the website, and people that want to hear more can listen.
If you like it, you'll get it. If you don't, no harm done.
Exactly. Don't listen. S-A-D. They won't get that either. But let's say goodnight, Jared. Thanks for having...
You can get it out, sir.
Son of a biscuit. Thanks for being here tonight, my friend.
I'm very glad to have done it.
Always great to have you here, J-Rod. And also Batman in the Batcave, thank you. Love you very much. Thank you for the birthday gift. We will see you next week. See you in, give me a T word.
Tuscaloosa?
Tuscahani.
Both. We'll see you in both spots at the same time. Next week, good night.
Tragedy.